Now will you notice, as we come to chapter 15 now, and we're beginning to move to the end of the epistle to the Romans, we have now the relationship of believers to one another and to outsiders. Now, first of all, we have the third great principle put down here, and that's the consideration of the weak brother. And that actually is continued from the last chapter. And it's the subject of separation we have in the first three verses here. Then you have the consolidation of Jews and Gentiles in one body to glorify God. And then you have the continuation of Paul's personal testimony as apostle to Gentiles and to Romans in particular. Now, this section will conclude the major argument of the epistle, and Paul will lapse back to personal relationships. Now, we need to say probably just a word here when we get to it about this matter of radical higher criticism has questioned the authenticity of these last two chapters of Romans. And they do it without any valid reason or documentary evidence of the Pauline authorship. But it is the custom of the Bauer school years ago to question the authorship. And I think that today this authorship of Paul is established, and we may conclude with this statement of Dr. Kerr in his introduction to New Testament study. Despite these objections, the integrity of the epistle as it now stands is certain. Now, let's move into it. We come now to this third great principle for Christian conduct. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Now, this is the third and the last guiding principle which should govern the conduct of Christians. You see, Paul identifies himself with the strong ones, and he insists that these should show consideration for the feelings and prejudices of the weak believers. When you invite a Christian over to your house that doesn't believe in dancing, don't put on a square dance for him, because you'll offend him. Maybe you can square dance. I don't know. I can't. But I'm a weak believer, as you can see. There's certain things I very definitely feel I cannot do. And one of the reasons that I can't do certain things is the very fact that it's consideration of others. Now, I haven't been inside of a moving picture show in years. I can't even remember the last time I went. Somebody says, oh, you're one of these separated fellas that don't believe you can go to movies. Maybe you can go. I don't know. I'm not judging you. I can't. And one of the reasons is right here, consideration of the weak brother. We that are strong, I feel like that I could go. I think some of these would disgust me today, to tell the truth. But we that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Well, I'm not going to judge you for going. And you remember Paul says, wherefore if meat make my brother to offend, I'll eat no meat while the world's standing, unless I make my brother to offend. Paul said, I can eat meat, but I won't eat it if it's going to offend my brother. And let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. 1 Corinthians 10:24. Seek the interests of the other man. Bear ye one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ.